7:40 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Congressman Bill Flora is on the phone with us from D.C. this morning. Good morning, Congressman.
Good morning, Chase. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, and I noticed you didn't make the basketball game last night, I guess, because it's time to get back to work.
Well, I've been in D.C. all week. I'm coming home late Thursday night, looking forward to being back in Texas. And hopefully I'll bring some of this rain that we're having up here today with me when I come back.
We could use some more, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
What's on the schedule as you get things, the wheels turning once again on Capitol Hill?
Well, it's kind of a tale of two cities, actually. Legislatively, in terms of things we're actually voting on, it's a light week. We really only voted on a couple of substantive pieces of legislation. One that I thought was reasonably important is H.R. 2117, Protecting Academic Freedom and Higher Education Act. Basically, that's set up to stop a problem where federal bureaucrats have begun to be very intrusive into the way states run their institutions of higher learning. And so, for instance, bureaucrats have been trying to design the definition of credit hour, which affects Texas A&M and Blinn. And we're basically saying, hands off, the federal government has no role in this, let the states do this on their own. So that passed yesterday. Today we're going to vote on a California Water Reliability Act. It's H.R. 1837. And that codifies some fixes to problems that were caused when a court shut down water pumps to an irrigation system in the Central Valley of California to protect the Delta Smelt, which put about 40% of the people in that area out of work. So we're trying to fix that problem. It's about a five-year-old problem. I wish that Congress would have fixed it earlier, but we're going to hopefully get that fixed today. More importantly, though, we've got a lot of things going on in the committee area. Our Natural Resources Committee is going to look at the markups of about 10 different bills today to try to improve several issues that are related to the way the bureaucracy has been hurting the economy. The Budget Committee, and I'm a member of the Natural Resources, by the way, the Budget Committee, of which I'm a member also, is working on the fiscal year 2013 budget. And everybody may remember that last year's budget, called the Path to Prosperity budget, was transformative in terms of the way it reset the federal spending, fixed entitlements. I expect that we'll do even bigger things in this year's budget.
As far as the budget goes, there's an article in today's copy of Roll Call, the Capitol Hill newspaper, that talks about how there could be some problems behind the scenes within the Republican ranks because of perhaps members, more conservative members of the party, wanting deeper cuts to the budget, and perhaps Speaker Boehner not necessarily being in favor of that. Do you get that feeling? What's your reaction to that?
Yes, sir, we are having that. There are several of us that are trying to set the budget levels at around $950 billion in federal spending for this year, which is a reduction of a little under $200 billion from where we were 2 years ago. There are others that would like to see deeper cuts than that, and I'm actually fine with deeper cuts. There are also some that say, no, we ought to have it set at around $1.047 trillion. That's way too high in my view. We're in the process of sorting this out. The other thing we've got to do, too, is we've got to fix military spending. The sequestration effects of the sequestration that are part of the Budget Control Act of last year are pulling $500 billion out of our military the next 10 years, and that's I think that's going to hurt us from a national security perspective. So what I'm proposing to do in the Budget Committee is to reprogram funding from other non-discretionary areas and put it back into defense so that the federal government fulfills its constitutional responsibility to secure our country. So anyway, nothing is firmed up yet. There are there's a lot of give and take at this point. And I'm thinking our goal is to have a budget on the floor and pass before the end of March. And I think we're going to get there. I can't tell you exactly what the numbers are going to be yet. But it will be something that I think our constituents would be very, very proud of. And it protects the hardworking taxpayers of our district.
Congressman Bill Flores is on the phone with us from Washington this morning. I'm no defense expert by any stretch of the imagination, but something that Defense Secretary Panetta has said before is that perhaps in terms of military spending and maybe just the way of military technology and warfare approaches, if you will, that he's used the term, I believe, a leaner and meaner United States military. Do you get the feeling that's possible to still meet the constitutional obligation and with these defense cutbacks?
Well, no, I don't. I personally don't. We actually are going to receive presentations this week from Secretary Panetta and from the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to the Budget Committee, and I will be able to speak with a little bit more information in my pockets than I have right this minute. I have read his testimony, but I'd like to hear from him directly. I'd like the committee to be able to ask him questions so that we know how he can justify that position, that we will continue to be safe, even though, in my view and the view of several others in the Congress, that we're gutting our military.
Congressman Bill Flores with us on the phone this morning. Congressman, switching gears just a little bit, because I know it's your background professionally, but also you're on the Natural Resources Committee. Let's talk gas prices this morning. We're actually seeing where it's at $5 a gallon in the New York City area. $5 a gallon has now become a reality, and now they're even talking about possibly worst-case scenario, $6 a gallon. We're seeing some reports on that. What, if anything, can be done from a legislative standpoint? What do you see? Where do you see this going?
Well, unfortunately, I think we're going to have a long, high-priced driving season this summer with higher gasoline prices. This is something that those of us that believe in free market economics could see coming, and that we've tried to fix, even though I've only been here 13 months. We've passed numerous pieces of legislation as part of a Republican's jobs program to improve our domestic energy situation. You've got situations where the president wants to spend money on Solyndra, and that's done nothing for gasoline prices. But on the other hand, he kills projects that could create jobs and could help our gas prices, like the Keystone Pipeline. One of the things we've got is we've got about six different federal agencies that are trying to come up with ways to regulate hydraulic fracking, even though the last two EPA administrators have said there are no evidence that fracking has caused any groundwater problems. So we need to get the regulators to dial themselves back to where we were back in 2008 or so, and then you'd see the oil and gas industry continue to invest in our domestic oil and gas resources and to lower gasoline prices. Look at what's happened in natural gas. Up until the last couple of years, or going back before 2008, the industry invested tens of billions of dollars in trying to develop new sources of natural gas. And now we've got essentially a natural gas glut. Natural gas prices are at very low levels. What I'd like to do the same thing for domestic oil production. But the EPA and several of our government bureaucrats that are unelected and unaccountable have different ideas.
Do you think that's because of bureaucracy that's out of control, or a reflection of the Obama administration's priorities, or a combination of both?
Oh, Chase, every bit of this is set at the highest level. Every bit of the ideology that's being used by the regulatory regime in Washington is being set by the president.
Congressman Bill Flores on the phone joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session. Congressman Flores, thanks for your time this morning.
Good talk to you, Chase. I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country during these difficult times and for our military men and women that protect it.
Congressman Bill Flores, you can hear the entire interview archived online at WTAW.com. 749.